And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sandin, in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. Our Rock God Rick's out on the bay right now with his lovely wife, Dallas, fishing the San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament.
I hope they're doing good.
I hope so. They're catching fish. You know that. Darren Doughy is here from 310 Rod Works. This has been a fantastic show, talking about rods and custom rods and components and stuff. And just really, so we have a full hour here, only on the Let's Talk Hookup app and only on YouTube and Facebook Live. So really fantastic to have Darren here. And so much going on and giving away a great prize here too, right, Corey?
If it wasn't just cool enough having Darren Doughy in studio, we're giving away an overnight open party trip out of Fisherman's Landing.
Pretty
just put a value on that. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's incredible.
Right? That I know it. Incredible. So one lucky, we got the group of callers from hour number one, and we're going to take the group of people, you know, texting from group number to hour number two, and we're going to have Darren flip the coin, and does this overnight trip go to a caller or texter? We're going to find out at the end of the show. Make sure you do leave your name and telephone number on the text.
Yes,
very important.
Sure. Yeah, and let's find out what's biting out there.
Let's do it, man. We've got the man on hold and Captain Mark Wish, and it's our FishDope.com report sponsored by Gamakatsu. And if you like to fish for tuna, and if you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing bites. The Nautilus Circle Hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6-aught. And for the big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough but not oversized. Both come with a ring or no ring. See your local dealer, or you can also check Gamakatsu.com. And Mark Wish, man, I can't wait for this one. Is it coming yet?
Come on, Mark.
Come on.
What's up?
You guys got to be kidding.
Putting you on the spot, man. Come on.
Yeah, put me on a spot. Why not? We can take it. Hey, what a great show listening to you guys talking about all that rod wrapping stuff. I've wrapped more than a few over the years, and I love it. And this is definitely going to be a good weekend for it because the weather offshore, it's less than friendly, man. Big swell, lots of wind, pretty grumpy. But supposed to back off a little bit tonight, maybe tomorrow, so if you guys would get out here and there. But back up again for the Rockfish opener, a little bit of rain and quite a bit of wind, and this weather just sucks. It's just been, I mean, it is springtime, and we all get this go-around, but, God, it just seems relentless here this year. And it's two reports, honestly, just not that much. Nothing new on the local scene, same setup, you know, standard mix of whitefish, sheephead, sculpin on the little structure spots here and there, and a little sample on sand bass and calico bass. And you guys definitely want to have some lighter setups if you swing by the bait barge. Most of the barges have some anchovies in the mix, and that light line and a small hook is definitely a key to getting bet here this time of year when the water's cold and the fish are mostly still hugging the bottom there. And best news on the local scene is still that good grade halibut, man. Even with minimal coverage and pretty funky weather, number of fish over 20 pounds were caught this week. And now, with the big tides on the dark of the moon here, we're probably going to get a nice little grunion run. And typically those halibuts follow that stuff into the shallower water. It makes it easier for everybody to get at. And even the guys fishing out of the surf get some really nice halibuts here. As to Catalina, you know, I was really hoping last week that I'd be able to have some just stellar Catalina news, and honestly, we got nothing.
Yeah, but you know what, Mark? I mean, I love lobster diving too, and I know the weather has been tumultuous this entire season, right?
Yeah.
And it's these years though that lead up to some great fishing, and it's just around the corner, like literally. Now, a week away or less than a month for sure.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you know, it's going to, Mark, it's going to be wide open on April 1st. You know that. Like tuna in the Catalina Channel, Everything's going to happen on April 1st.
Yeah, you know, that's all probably true, but it's also going to be blowing 30 knots. But, you know, I was talking to one of my good friends and extraordinary fishermen in the store here a couple of days ago about Catalina and you know, the conditions over there. And he said, you know, in reality, there's probably plenty of fish. It's just nobody's been able to really get there and work with them because of the conditions. And that would be exactly true. I mean, late March, early April, I've had some tremendous fishing over at that island. And very few boats around, and I'm sure we're going to see all that as soon as the weather straightens out, which it supposedly is going to do for this coming weekend. We're supposed to have a somewhat decent weekend.
And it's
so with the...
I just wanted to say it's strange because these fronts, I mean, we've had the lack of rain really overall, but the fronts just keep coming. And I'm sorry to step on you, Mark, but it's coming, right?
Oh, it's coming. And, you know, it's typical La Nina-type condition.
Yeah.
Lots of fronts, very little rain, plenty of cold wind. It just is what it is. And
but you know what's interesting, you know, too, about that, Mark, is Northern California is getting pummeled.
Right.
I mean, Frank was saying that up his ranch up above there of Redding, 65 inches of rain.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. From there to British Columbia.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just tons of rain up there, but nothing's getting down here.
Right.
Yeah.
It's definitely not. Okay, now, I got a question for you, Darren, if we got a second here.
Sure.
About CalStar fishing poles.
Uh-huh.
That they came out with, I think, a new model of that 7400 blank. They made it like 6 inches longer,
uh-huh,
if I heard right. Are you familiar with that at all?
You know, I haven't got to pull on that yet. And I've only got myself familiar with their new jig sticks. I was told that they are coming out with that 7.5-foot version. But, you know, the CalStar for the longest time has been the standard for our business. And we just have to believe that that was something that they were getting asked to do probably for a really, really long time. And so now they're able to go in there, cut some new patterns, redesign that rod, and extend it out. Because what a lot of people don't realize is that it's not as simple as adding 6 inches to the set of patterns. That would just totally ruin that rod. And so they actually have to take the time. They have to do a little bit of calculating for the really nerdy guys or the composite savant guys. They can actually just draw it out and cut it. But it does take a little bit of work to get there. And so I would say if they already have some samples, they're probably pretty close, if not right on the money, to having a production quality blank.
And having Chris involved, you have to admit, like, it is the most nurturing, best thing that's ever happened.
Oh, for
right?
Sure.
Yeah,
like,
I would say. I would say that the company is going in such a positive direction here, from where it was to where it is going to be in just a few days.
I know.
They're literally in the process of moving everything to a brand new facility. They're going to have some new equipment, which is going to make things even better for them. And Chris is the right guy. You know, he's a long time fisherman. I worked with him when I was growing up at the tackle store.
Incredible.
And so I've known Chris for a really, really long time and been a nerdy fan of everything that he's done fishing wise all these years. I think, though, that he is stepping into a very new environment with fishing rods. He's used to building rockets and aerospace stuff and using really crazy material combinations. He's going to have to dial it back a little bit to meet the fishermen where they're at for these new CalStars that are going to be coming.
But his knowledge is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he'll put some rocket
crazy
parts.
Right?
I would hope so.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Some space technology, man. Bring it on, Chris.
For sure.
CalStar. Man.
Yeah.
Mark, is that just a rod blank now that CalStar is producing, or are they going to do finished rods with those? Do you know?
Well, yeah, I think of this new one here, they're going to be doing both when they get there. And yeah, I'm looking forward to going up there and seeing that new facility. You know, for many years, I would go up every Saturday and visit with Leon.
Oh, yeah.
And listen to all those stories about all that rod stuff and just soak up all that information there. That was a regular Saturday thing, but it'll be fun to see that new facility when they get it done for sure.
Yeah, I think you're going to be impressed.
That's cool. Well, of course, how can we find you, Mark, if we want to get more information? The base bait tanks in the world, space-age technology and bait tanks for sure.
You know, without a doubt, and we just put some pictures up of one of our new little cute ones. It was 26-gallon. It's like a little brother to your tank, Pete. It's a baby teardrop tank.
Ooh.
And the 26ST, we just put some pictures up of it. We got one on its way to Florida right now.
Sweet.
And I asked the guy that where it's going, they run offshore to this, it's like a lighthouse that's built on a big steel frame out there. And I said, hey, do you catch cobias out there? And he goes, hell yeah, we catch them things all the time. And I said, well, give me a picture of a big one on our bait tank. Sure, no problem. So that's going to be cool.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Wow. How do we find you, Mark?
We're in Huntington Beach on a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I'm hoping and praying we got a good report for next week.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. Thanks for that. And of course,
soon coming.
Yeah, and of course, fishdope.com, $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code hookup now. And always stay in touch with Fishdope because they'll tell you when it's time to go fishing. That's for sure. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next Saturday with better weather and better fishing.
I like it. And it's good stuff, Mark. Thank you. And it's brought to us by Fisherman's Process in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. And they have more same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by the location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Or you can check them out at fishmansprocessing.com. And don't forget to make your reservations today.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, you have a great text, you said, huh?
I do, man. There's a bunch of them coming through. It's crazy, right?
Everybody. For that, of course, only on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, of course, everybody has a chance, thanks to Carl and the guys at Fisherman's Landing. Overnight open party trip is up for grabs.
I know. It's super cool, right? And this individual says, good morning. Super excited for today's show with Darren. Couple of questions. Do any shops in SD have your new 310 blanks and rods? And with anchovies in the receivers now, do you have chovy rods? Can you talk about the new blanks you have? Grew up fishing classics like the 196, the 220, the 870. We all know those, right?
Yep.
And do you offer anything similar? And that comes from Bryce in Point Loma.
So, Bryce, I appreciate the question there, and thank you for listening in. As far as the new product is concerned, we have what I would call one of the better small bait rods that we've come out with in a long time. We've been working on this, gosh, for at least 2-3 years.
Is that the one you showed me at the show?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's a cool rod.
Yeah, the one in particular that I think you need to keep an eye out for is the TTR-880GK. It's an 8'8", 20-25-pound rod. It has a beautiful progressive bend. It's got great lift for a 20-pound rod. And I would say that it's probably well-suited for catching some of these bluefin that are going to be swimming around the banks this summer.
What's the number on that?
TTR-880GK.
Okay.
And it's 880.
It's an 8-foot rod?
8-foot, 8-inch rod.
8-foot, 8-inch?
Yeah. It's a very unique design. And for whatever reason, it ended up coming out to 8-foot, 8 instead of 8-foot, 6. But it's a really great application for exactly what we're talking about here. Small bait, small hooks, light line, big fish. And that was something that we had recognized, like I said, a couple of years ago, that so many guys were on social media saying, oh, you got to fish 20-pound and a number 4 circle hook. Well, honestly, there hasn't been a great rod to do that. Of course, you can tie that line and that hook to any rod. You can.
Yeah.
But knowing that you're using such a light, small light profile terminal and tackle, you need a different rod. And we have that now. This 880 GK is really quite impressive. It does have lift still, but it's a great 20 or 25 pound setup. But going back to what you originally mentioned with the 196.7, 270, 870 rods that were built out of E-glass, there is no true way to get that lively a tip in a composite construction rod, and nobody really has that technology to do it. Of course, you can build a glass blank, and that would give you a very light tip, but the potential for that blank to also lift the way we need it to today with these bluefin, almost impossible.
Because there's not enough recoil.
Not enough recoil. And so when we add in the carbon to these blanks and you still have that nice light tip, usually they're too fast. Guys don't like to cast fast rods with small baits. I think it's a matter of making the adjustment to casting a small bait with our current technology rods. But this new 880 GK will help the angler be more proficient at presenting those small baits on the light line.
I can't wait for that to come.
That's cool.
It's really cool. Yeah. I really am excited about it. We have a lot of times when we come up with something new, and it kind of goes back to what the other caller had mentioned. We take our time to bring these things to market. This 880, I've fished it almost a year and a half now. Just to make sure, is this really right? Can I catch the bigger fish?
Can you throw anchovy on it?
Can you throw a small bait? We didn't even have anchovies, but we would have small sardines.
Yeah.
And so we're fishing with very small hooks, very light line, and we're presenting these baits as if we were back 40 years ago fishing the all glass 196.7 or 270.
Interesting.
And these things with the longer length, these reels, they cast so good now. The free spool on the current day reels is so good. You can take, let's just call it the Shimano Talica 10 2-speed lever drag reel. You can fly line with that reel.
Wow.
You know, Chovy
style? I mean, because you're talking foreign language to me, right? It's not bass fishing. It's not a trick.
Right.
I mean, I have to be honest,
So the free spool on these reels and the way they've designed the reels to disengage.
Yeah.
It's so good now that you have great free spool. You can get the bait away from the boat.
But I'm excited though. The Talica 10 will fly line. You'll be able to get Chovia.
I would do it.
Yeah.
I would do it. Talica
10 is an amazing reel.
It really
is.
I've
got so many big fish on that reel and fantastic presentation.
It's kind of interesting to take some of these new technology reels where in our minds we've been fed high drag pressure, great drag system, very smooth, and then start to apply that same piece of equipment to something so finessey.
Yeah.
You know, a light bait, a light hook, a light line. And now you're starting to see where those reels, these small 2-speed reels, are really going to shine. Of course, there's going to be a lot of guys that can't throw a small bait with these conventional reels, and we'll be building spinning rods for those guys.
Yeah,
right. We're going to build spinning rods out of these same blanks because we know not everybody's going to be able to do it. But for some seasoned anglers that can make the adjustments to these small baits, you're going to be shocked at the kind of fish that you're going to be able to catch with this new tackle.
Okay.
We finally met the technology of the reels with some really great rods.
How exciting.
That's cool. Yeah.
Super exciting.
Hey, another great question here from Dan in Pomona, and he says, great show. I've always been interested in rod building and have refurbished a few rods in my time. I've always found a great practice to strip an old blank down and refurbish a rod, customizing it the way to be a very rewarding experience. Question for Darren: what is the best way to identify the spine on the blank, and what are the benefits of using a rod and with a reel seat versus a deckhand style rod? Also, if you're aware of any schools or hands-on training I can find in the Inland Empire.
You know, those are all really
very
great questions.
Yeah. Loaded.
So the first thing, with respect to the classes. I know that mudhole.com is going to have a class out here on the West Coast. They are a Florida-based company. They will be out here to do a class. I don't have the dates on it, but you can look it up on mudhole.com in their class listing. With respect to the advantages to real seat versus deckhand, honestly, in today's world, with fewer guys willing to use a clamp on their reels to clamp to a deckhand style rod, I would say there are more guys that are fishing reel seats on rods like jig sticks.
Really? And, okay.
Yeah. So they're using Tranks 400s, Tranks 500s, you know, these new Lexa 500s on their jig sticks so that they don't have to bother leveling the line. And I like to think of myself as an old school guy, so that's just how I fish. I fish with an open face reel. I level the line as I'm winding my jig. But these guys that have adopted that Tranks 500 mentality, they need, or they probably should prefer having a reel seat on the rod just to make it easy to
which makes
put the
sense,
reel on.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because if you're going Trinidad style, like
right.
that could be total clamp on, and you could maybe you want to adjust it an inch or two,
right.
You know?
Right. And so I think that there are significant advantages to having a reel seat on the rod today because of how we fish, but it's certainly not essential. My personal opinion is that the deckhand style rod, I'll tell you, our very first TTR 6480 series of rods that we were prototyping and using that had deckhand style grips on them, 8 foot bait stick, 30, 40, 50 pound test. And so we were clamping on some pretty big reels to a deckhand style grip, and we did it successfully. And so I don't necessarily think there's a disadvantage to going with deckhand style grips, but certainly an advantage to having a reel seat because it just makes it easier to set them up.
Cool. Hey, you talked about adventure and camping earlier.
Yes.
We have Ryan on the line right now from Adventure and Camping. Good morning, Ryan.
Ryan.
Good morning, guys, on this beautiful blue sky day in the Sierras.
Oh, you're making me jealous because it's ugly and gray here.
It looks like December right here.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds so cool. And, man, we're just right around the corner from the big trout opener coming up at the end of end of April, right?
Yeah, I think we're this morning is 4 weeks away.
Wow. When's the opener?
Last Saturday of April.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's coming up very, very soon. Yeah. April 1st is Tuesday, believe it or not, huh? Go ahead.
I was just going to say we're in true opening fashion. We're getting a little snow here in the next couple of days, but things are looking great up here. The lakes are looking great. Crowley's wide open right now. No ice on it. Most of the lakes in the loop, I think, are open. Streams are all looking good. And so I think it's going to be a great opener.
But you guys have been pummeled with snow up there, right?
You know, most of it's gone up pretty high. So we've gotten a lot of storms. So like Mammoth Mountain's been, you know, doing pretty good with the skiing. But it's been pretty high elevation snow, which has actually, you know, been good for us because, you know, the mountain gets its skiing in, but we're not buried for, you know, when we want to start camping and fishing, which is coming up here in a few weeks.
Yeah, so adventure and camping, kind of fill our listeners in that may not be familiar. And Corey, of course, is talking about, he was in second place in the Rollo contest last year, and he chose the adventure and camping, and it's because it's such a cool deal. So tell us about it.
Yeah, so basically what we like to do, you know, people who love to camp, you know, there's a great part about camping is being out in nature, but what you don't want to do is have to worry about setting everything up and taking everything down. And so what we do is we rent a trailer of your choice. You choose where you want to put it. We have several different campgrounds that we service in the area, from Bishop, Mammoth, Rock Creek, Convict Lake, June Lake Loop. You select the campground of your favorite camp spot and the trailer that fits your needs. We're going to bring that trailer out to you. We're going to set it up, show you how everything works. You enjoy your time with your family and your friends and fishing or hiking or whatever you're going to do here while you're in the Sierras. And when you're done, we're going to come pick up the trailer and haul it away. so you don't have to worry about cleaning anything up.
That's incredible, Ryan.
That's my kind of camping,
you know,
right there.
You know what sold me was Rock Hard Rick talking about setting up. They just show up and hop in. They go out in the morning and literally fish out of the creek just 10 feet away from where they're set up. And just it sounds so beautiful, Ryan.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is the variety of trailers that you offer. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have some smaller trailers, you know, perfect for, you know, just a couple, all the way up to, you know, about a 34-foot trailer with bunk beds and so forth, so you can fit a big family or a bunch of guys if you're coming up for a guy's trip. And, you know, we'll do anything from just your basic setup. All of our trailers, you know, come fully self-contained, so you're going to have your water, your heat that you need this time of year. You know, basic set of dishes and pots and pans and so forth for your cooking. Or, you know, we'll deliver with everything, including, you know, barbecue, you know, your camp chairs, firewood for your campfire at night. So it just kind of depends on, you know, what you want, your budget, and where you want to go.
Wow. And you pick how many different campsites or locations can you choose from?
We service right now about 75 or so different campgrounds.
Wow.
This year.
That's incredible.
Wow. Yeah. And they can be anything from remote, off-site, to full hookup types campgrounds, right?
Yeah, right now we're limited to the you know, actual campgrounds. So anything from Bishop Creek, some of the RV parks that are down there, and then all the way up, all the campgrounds, all up along 385. To Mammoth and Bishop, but any of the designated actual campgrounds we can serve.
Wow, fantastic. And what's the best way if somebody wants to research it? You have a great website where you can do all the research on it, right?
Yeah, so if you go to adventureincamping.com, we have a really interactive website where you can see all the campgrounds that we service, all the different trailer models that we have, you know, read reviews about us, check out some of the different photos. And if you go on to our trailers or campgrounds page, you can actually, there's a, you know, an interactive portion of the website where you can choose the trailer, choose where you think you might want to camp, and we're going to give you an out-the-door price right there on the website so you can determine if that's going to work for you.
Yeah, and so you can add and subtract anything you want, barbecues, firewood,
exactly.
Camp chairs, everything, a big 34-foot trailer, or you want to go to a couple's trailer, whatever. It's such a cool, interactive, easy-to-use website, adventureincamping.com. Now, do you have any spots open for the trout opener, which is Saturday, April 26th?
We do have some trailers left, but we are selling out. So if you're thinking about coming up for opener, you know, maybe you it's been a few years since you've come up, and, you know, you're not wanting to tent camp, which tent camping is not fun anytime, especially over opening weekends. You know, give us a call or go on our website, adventureincamping.com. And for your listeners, we do a special discount for your first-time listeners to Adventure in Camping. We're going to give you 20% off.
Whoa, wow. It's huge.
Even on the opener?
Even on the opener.
Wow.
So, okay, so if you go on the website and you get a price, if you're a Let's Talk Hookup listener, first-timer there, 20% off of that
price.
Huge.
Yep.
Wow. And
yep.
So how do we get that discount? You just write it in there?
Yeah, so you can write it in if you go onto our form. You can send that form comes into the office, and as much as little information as you want to put in there. The guys are really good about calling you back or emailing you back and finding out, you know, kind of what you need. If you're not really sure where you want to go, that's another thing too. Like, hey, you know, I want to go up to the Sierras, but I don't know where to camp. We can help you out with that, you know, whether you're looking for, you know, being close to town or you don't really want to be close to town. You know, I can know, like, Rick and his wife, we set them up out at Glass Creek Campground, which is a real nice spot that we do serve where it's, you know, 5-10 minutes out of town, but you're, you know, you're out in a remote area and it's beautiful out there. And so you can fill out that form, say that you heard, about us on the, Let's Talk Cook Up radio show. Or if you call in, just let the girls know that you heard about the show, and they'll make sure to give you that discount.
Man, that's so great. I got a good response for that one. 20% off our listeners, for sure. That's so fantastic. Thanks. Okay, once again, adventureincamping.com is the spot. And, again, just go online. Tell them you heard on Let's Talk Hookup. And that's good for whether you want to book opener, whether you want to book late spring, you want to book it in the summer or in the fall, right?
Fall with the changing leaves, please. Cool night.
Yeah, the fall is a beautiful time.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. That 20% off is good for your first-time listeners to Adventure and Camping anytime we operate during the year.
All right. Fantastic. Ryan, great to talk to you. It was such a great operation, Adventure and Camping, and look forward to talking to you real soon. Appreciate the call this morning.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks.
You know, Pete, driving up that 395 with a trailer, forget it, right? Just show up and have it set up. Hello.
It's like Ron, show up and blow up, right?
I mean, you take an easy six-hour drive and you make it a damn 12-hour nightmare up that two-lane road.
Oh, yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah, for sure. Adventure
and camping.
Yeah, cool. When are you going to go do yours?
I don't know, but
you better get on it, man.
Dude, I feel the adrenaline right now.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. All right. Well, I have you have a lot of fans out there, Darren. And,
a lot.
A lot.
The texting.
You should see the number of texts. And this one is from Kyle Gibson, and he says, Darren is the absolute best, a great ambassador for rod building.
Thank you so much.
A lot of texts like that. Yeah, through, for sure.
Just a great ambassador for fishing.
Absolutely.
Like, enthusiasm,
no
right?
question. Yeah.
So I have another text too, Pete. Good morning, gents. Jigging rod question for Darren.
Oh,
here we go.
Okay.
We're going to put him to the test, Pete. Jigging rod question. Okay. I have custom-made UC CXJ 6005 and a 6003. Again, UC CXJ. And now UC has factory build JREX.
Yep.
JREX. How do you pronounce that?
Yeah,
he's understanding all this.
Yeah. I know, right?
It's a foreign language to us.
You gotta stay on top of it because it'll get away from you fast.
So he's got a factory build JREX jigging rod.
Uh-huh.
Are these really an upgrade that I need to buy and keep using, or should I keep using my CX JREX? And he said that comes from Ted in San Diego. Thanks.
So it's really interesting. The way that UC had promoted that JREX line of jigging blanks, there has been a little bit of a call for a blank that could be used on the rail in a jigging environment. That, to me, it takes a little bit more rod to take advantage of the rail in a jigging environment, only because jigging rods were intended to bend. That's what their job is.
And bend all the way through.
All the way through. And
like almost
and that,
to the reel seat.
Right. Oh, past the reel seat.
Okay.
Through the butt cap. You know what
crazy.
I mean? It's supposed to bend. And because of that, the JREX blanks, I'm not sure that they have dialed in enough power to give the blank what it needs to be put on the rail effectively. I'm a traditional rail rod fisherman, so I expect the rod to do certain things. And I'm not sure that in a jigging rod you would get that, regardless of which model. So your CXJ 6003 and 6005, I think those are two fantastic models to be fishing this jigging stuff with. There are also techniques for pulling on the fish without the rail that are super effective, and honestly, they've been used for 30, 40, 50 years now. When a rod loses its ability to recoil and lift, the angler has to do something different. And so what a lot of guys do with these jigging rods is they'll literally point the tip right at the fish, and they'll move the rod back almost like a tug-of-war situation because the rods don't lift enough. There are some guys that will stick the butt in their gut and they'll pull up on them, but the ability to actually retrieve a significant amount of line for the energy expended, pretty low. And so it just kind of depends on how you're fighting your fish to determine whether you need that JREX model rod or if your CXJs are sufficient or effective. If you're a seasoned jigger, a guy that's done this for a little bit, you're probably even better off with the CXJ 6000s.
And those are the rods that you just, that you don't bend, you just
pull.
Well, you certainly can bend them. I mean, there's a lot of guys that will lift on these rods.
And the point at the fish is a technique that enables the angler. Like, you literally, you're using the power of the tail to point the fish up and never give them a chance to point that head down.
So that's the you do.
Well, I don't care if I'm pulling on a 2-pound calico bass or a 20-pound yellow.
Right.
Or if you're pulling on a 200-pound bluefin, it's all the same theory.
It's the same theory, exactly. And so when you lose the ability of the rod to enhance your pulling, you have to do something else. You have to change techniques. And that's when you point the rod at the fish. I've been doing it for years. All the guys that taught me how to do this stuff, they have all done the same thing. When those old 5.5-foot trolling rods with roller guides lost their effectiveness when you got a big eye on the troll when you're albacore fishing, you had to do something else. Those rods didn't lift.
They didn't lift.
They never did. Huh. And so that's when you would see the guys, and a lot of guys will refer to it as short stroking the fish. I think that there's a little bit of difference there. But essentially, you're taking one crank at a time and not allowing that fish to take any line. And that's where that fight happens.
And the reel is really important in that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I got to say, these new jigging reels are so incredibly powerful, you can force that fish to stay pointed at you.
And so you don't let them have any drag at all?
You might. You might. Yeah. There's always that opportunity for the fish to get its head. But the more pressure that's on the fish throughout the fight, the more likely it's going to come back and point it back at you. What a lot of guys don't realize is that when they're fighting these bluefin in general are pretty compliant. I don't care how big it is. Of course, a 300-pounder is going to fight harder than a 40-pounder. But if you hook these bluefin and you just keep them coming, like, you don't have to yank real hard. You don't have to pump them real hard. You just keep the drag pressure on them and just wind. They will swim to the boat. Then it's up to the deckhands to actually take the shot at gaffing that thing.
To execute it at the end.
Like, super hot.
Yeah.
Super hot.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah. for the deckhand.
Right. Yeah. But the technique of, you know, the short stroking, I mean, I get it, right? So. Yeah. The short pump never allows the fish to get the head down. When
That's right.
pull harder and you lift higher, it gives the – I don't care if you pulled up 5 feet. You're only going to gather 2 feet of line. Like,
right.
the fish always has that opportunity to get its head down on
right.
a downward projectile.
Right. There is
– so much fun.
Energy efficiency to me is so important when you're fighting big fish. And the more calm you can be, the more calm you can stay, and the more pressure you stay on the fish, it will come. It will
just
come to you.
Hearing you talk about it makes it simple for a layman like me, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to be right back with all this great information with Darren Doughy from 310 Rod Works. When you turn on the Let's Talk a Kebab, 97.3 The Fan and Facebook and YouTube Live.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great equipment for Shimano. And you know, we're talking about those reels. The Osea Jigger from Shimano is a powerhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially that big one, that 4,000.
Yeah.
With the way the handle and the power in that reel.
I was just going to say, properly equipped. You know, they did their homework, and they're giving us a product that will work.
Yeah, for sure. And they have a new series, too, the lever drag reel, that 2,500. My favorite. For rock fishing or smaller bluefin. And you could probably hit a really big bluefin on that reel, too, right?
I would think so.
The first time I ever saw somebody straight pointing and a 150-pound bluefin, I thought, are you out of your mind?
What are you doing?
But, yeah. But it works, like you said, absolutely. And as long as you have the proper reel to do it, and that would be an Osea Jigger from Shimano. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Stock Hook Up and having so much fun.
So much fun.
Great information.
Such a great show. Yeah, and you have another great text.
I do. There's so many coming through, and I was just I just stumbled on this
one. And this is the example, like at the PCS show, I was just blown away at the number of people that were at the 310 Rod booth.
It was exciting. Booth.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I finally got in and saw Darren and said, hey, Darren, you need to come on the show because a lot of people want to hear you. So I'm glad you were able to come down. And,
yeah, I appreciate
and
the opportunity, really.
And talk about 310 Rod Works and all your expertise and custom rod building and all that stuff. So.
And Darren's such a cool guy. He's been a part of the industry for 30
for a while.
Plus. Yeah. I don't know. I hate to date you. I don't know.
But yeah.
Okay, this text. Good morning, gentlemen. What an interesting show today is. My question, can anyone build a rod? And it sounds pretty intimidating. I know nothing about rods. Since being a female, I think it'd be fun and create my own rods. Do you guys give classes? It'd be fun to make my own rod. Kathleen from Ocean Beach.
You know, that is a wonderful question and a great way to talk about this very thing. Rod building is available and can be done by anyone. We have great women rod builders. We have great youth or young people rod builders. And then we have the rest of us old guys that have been doing it for a long time. And it's the same for everyone. It's really a great opportunity to kind of stay engaged with the fishing community, but doing something totally different than hooking a bait on and throwing it out for your next bite. It's a hobby that can be easily taught and then self-learned after that. And so one of the things that 310 Rod Works is working on right now is to team up with the guys from Anglers Resource, which is Fuji USA. And we're going to try to put together not only some rod building classes, but some seminars on different techniques so that people can get familiar with not only actually physically doing the work, but what is the most critical small factors, the little details that make your rod building better than the next person.
And I could think of one of those. And I don't build rods, but I know it's so important, the guide spacing.
The guide spacing is huge. Yeah. And we want to be able to try to explain guide spacing as a process so that people can apply it to whatever blank they're building on. A freshwater trout rod is going to be approached very differently than a bluefin tuna rod.
Or and a jig rod.
Or a jigging rod. Or a service iron rod. Or whatever different rods you might use, they're all going to be approached a little bit differently depending on how the blank bends and what you're using on it.
And for somebody like Kathleen, a starter, a beginner that wants to do it, I mean, a basic single wrapped or double wrapped, but just one color could be pretty simple, right?
I'll be honest with you. The very first time that I tried to wrap a rod, I took my dad's old Garcia Conlon off the shelf. They had a rusted out guide, and I cut it off, and then I asked them, hey, would you mind if I fix this for you? I already had stripped the old guide off, and
yeah.
Oh,
and
by
then
the I way, asked, would it be okay if I do this? And so, just doing repairs is such a great opportunity to. You already have everything. You might have to replace a guide, but the thread and the epoxy and all that stuff is very, very easy to acquire. Most tackle shops at least have that much rod building in them.
And but there are shops like Fisherman's Tackle that carry a huge assortment, like a much greater assortment than
guides and
products.
But at the same time, I think that lends itself to the idea that maybe it's a little bit intimidating because you have 500 spools of thread. How do you pick the right one? What am I looking at? How do I choose what I buy? So instead of just saying, okay, there's black thread and there's this little pack of epoxy and one guide, you're having to look through and sort through in your mind, what am I looking at?
Right.
I think with our help, with the industry's help, we can give opportunities to people like Kathleen to come in, sit down. We teach them the very, very basic stuff, and we help her do her first wrap. And once you do it one time,
You're probably so you can actually come to 310 Rodworks and do
we're,
that.
We're working on that right now. We actually have 13 hand wrappers that we can set up in our shop, and we can probably begin the process of helping these people learn how
13
to,
stations?
13 lathes that we have to set up in the shop. And we have the room for it. I mean, most of our room is set aside for barbecues and watching baseball and so we do have the room for it.
Investment. How much I wanna learn to rod wrap and how much of an investment? What do I have to buy, and what would be the basic investment that I would say
if you approached it from the same standpoint, I have a guide that's off of my rod. I already have the rod. I just need the guide, the thread, and the finish. And of course, a little bit of equipment to.
You have to have a lathe to turn it and stuff.
You know, it's funny that you bring that up. When I first started wrapping, I used a stack of encyclopedias and a couple sheets of notebook paper to run my thread through so it wouldn't get dirty. And that's how I wrap rods.
Wow.
That's it. So whatever you have at your house to be able to tension the thread, that's pretty much all you need to really do it the first time. And then you could decide, hey, is this something I want to invest in? Do I want to get a lathe? Do I want to get a hand wrapper? You know, hand wrapping fixtures are very inexpensive. I think we can retail one out for like $65.
Really?
But it's just this much. I mean, it's two uprights and a way to manage the thread. And then everything else off to the sides you would have to figure out. You know, I used to wrap at my kitchen table, so the butt end of the rod would go in one chair. I'd be sitting in another chair doing the wrapping, and I'd keep moving myself and the wrapping fixture across to the tip end of the rod. Wow. So,
let's say you want to go for it, man. I want to do it right. I want to buy all the right stuff.
Uh-huh.
What are we talking about? What are you going to buy?
I would say that if you're going to go for a proper lathe, all the thread that you would need and all the epoxies and stuff without the cost of the blanking guides, okay, just the equipment. I would say it's going to be the better part of maybe $500 to $700.
Okay. But that's going ultra, that's like super top of the line.
You would be able to run a business with the equipment that you would buy for $500 to $700, wow, roughly.
And so do you sell that at 310?
I do.
You do?
We do.
Okay.
We sell the equipment that you need, all the supplies that you would need, all the guides, the grips, the reel seats, all the thread. You should see my thread aisle. It's ridiculous. I mean,
I know what I have for fly tying, right? I have to kind of laugh
about the price, though, because it's not that much. It does sound like a lot, but listen, there's darn, what do you call the thing you set up to tie flies with?
Oh, the vise. Oh, yeah.
I looked into them, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
You can buy them cheap, or you can buy them really expensive.
$1,200 bucks? $1,000 bucks?
Yeah. A Renzetti fly tying vise is That is the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
That's what you would want.
So $500 to $700 and you're set up professionally?
Yeah, like, you could, hello. Like I said, you could literally run a business with that small investment.
Yeah. Wow.
To people that aren't in the business, that aren't looking to make it a professional thing, you can certainly scale it down. But I'll tell you what, most of the guys that are serious about their hobbies, whether they're trying to go professional or not, they're buying that high-quality machine. They're buying
yes.
those proper tools. They're buying all the supplies.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Hey, another one here from DJ in San Diego. He says, great show. Can Darren talk about the custom rod buildings can do to make a blank into a rod better than factory standards, and what components and other considerations are the most important? Kind of same
so,
along the same
yeah, lines. We kind of talked a little bit about that, but I can tell you that in today's world, we have so many options for guides and componentry and grip materials and blanks themselves that it really takes time to investigate all these different things. Do your research. And I hate that term. I hate the term, do your research. But that's kind of what needs to happen if you're trying to build a specific rod. If you want to, say, for instance, go from a CXJ 6005 rod, factory built by us, we have factory built CXJ 6005s, and then go to an upgraded version of that exact same blank, some things that you could consider are moving up from an Alkanite set of Fuji guides to an SIC set of Fuji guides. You can go all the way up to a titanium set of Fuji guides. But are those moves, and the argument that I always make is, are those moves beneficial to your fish catching, or is there other reason why to do those things?
Because the titanium guides, which are probably triple the price, don't
at least
necessarily
yeah.
equal in fish catchability, right?
I mean, so literally these titanium frame guides are the exact same shape, the exact same physical size, a little bit lighter, but weight is rarely a situation where you have to consider the overall weight in a saltwater rod because everything is so bulky and heavy,
right.
even on a jigging rod. But for me, for instance, a lot of my rods have titanium guides on it, not because they're lightweight, but more because I lend my rods out to so many people. They're literally on the water five times more than I am.
Wow.
My rods are out on the
yeah.
ocean five
catching
times
fish.
More catching fish than me. And so I use titanium because it is completely non-corrosive. You will not get them to corrode. They will not discolor. None of that stuff.
And how much more is a titanium guide versus like a standard?
I would say, like Corey's saying, at least three times, if not four or five times,
yeah.
depending on which model. But
let me ask you this, in functionability, are they fully titanium to where if they bend back?
So it's not
it's
not a spring type titanium. Each manufacturer uses their own alloy.
You understand what I'm asking?
Absolutely. Like, so it's not like you let it go and it recoils back
yeah.
to its natural state. It's not that type
it's
of
alloy. It's
more
of a corrosive.
It's really just designed to be non-corrosive.
Yeah.
It's a sales
and more lightweight.
Yeah, they are lightweight, but, you know, when you're talking about the difference between a stainless frame guide and a titanium frame guide, it's negligible, the overall weight savings, when you start to dial in the weight of the reel,
yeah.
the weight of the rest of the components on the rod, the weight of the line. In hand, you probably wouldn't be able to tell that you're fishing with a titanium guided rod. But like I said, because it will not corrode, it will not discolor, that rod will look just as good after 100 days on the water as it did the first day.
Very good. So. Hey, Jack in Ramona has a question about the Sata line winder. Is there an upgrade to the foot pedal? Mine has a tendency for the speed to creep up faster than I want, which I have a Sata line winder. I agree. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I think part of it could be the actual drill motor that you're using
uh-huh.
and how it relates to the power curve of the pedal. I have wound so much line with my own personal winder
yeah.
that I've gotten very sensitive to
yes.
to
the more practice you get. It, yeah.
yeah. But I totally get it. those drills, a lot of times the drills are relatively high speed, and so you just touch the pedal and it's just flying out of control. You really have to just make sure, for one, that you're using the right drill, a slow speed, high torque drill, and then, of course, practicing with the pedal. The one thing I can tell you, flip the pedal around so that the fixed part is to your heel and the articulating part is to your toe. That could help.
Oh, that could help.
I get it.
When we come back, we're going to give away some prizes here and talk more with Darren. Stay tuned.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fishermen in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast, so check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, to meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Cookup. There's only one winner for today.
Oh, man.
We're going to flip the coin.
Darren's going to flip the coin.
For the overnight trip on the open party out of Fisherman's. It's going to a texter today, and texter for that open party trip overnight is Kyle in 29 Palms area.
Congratulations, Kyle.
Congratulations,
yeah,
Kyle.
Yeah, you're going to go fishing out of Fisherman's Landing. And, boy, what a great show. Went so fast.
It was.
And,
it did.
310 Rod Works. So how does somebody get involved with 310 Rod Works?
So if you're a rod builder looking for an opportunity to get some discounts on your componentry or access to different componentry, we'd be happy to help you. You can contact us. Our office number is 310-817-5145. My direct cell number, which you're certainly welcome to use, is 310 710-5431. And you can also get us by email at 310rodworks@gmail.com.
Yeah, and so best thing is to call. But do you have a website and everything, too?
We don't have a web page yet. It's been a long time coming, and we just need to find the right guy to or gal to put it together for us.
Organic gas grassroots.
Man. Yes. Yeah. There it is. Yes.
Just call you if you want to get the components and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. And I do have to say, before we go, I promised my good friend's wife that I would mention her name on the radio, the show. So, Lisa Nakagawa, this is a shout-out to you.
Yeah.
Lance is getting ready. We're leaving on the 1st to go down to Puerto Vallarta for a 4.5-day fishing vacation.
Oh, cool. Sweet. Well, have fun. And thanks for coming in. Appreciate you making the drive down. And thanks, Corey, for sitting in while Ricky's out there fishing.
Good time.
We will be back. Rick and I will be back tomorrow morning on the Let's Talk Oka Bass Facebook and YouTube Live and 97.3 The Fan. We're going to have Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute. And I'll bet Mike's going to bring a trip on the Tribute to give away, too. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Let's Talk Oka Bass Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.